Hello, hello, bonjour. This is Tara Marina. Welcome back, ladies, to Live You Fully as we begin to deepen into the fem types. I'm so excited that you're here and that you're continually allowing yourself to show up wherever you are and whatever it is that's coming up. I'm going to continue to repeat the awareness that's so important for all of us that this isn't all or nothing. Allow yourself to be wherever it is you are now because we are going to be opening up the very first fem type together. You're Indie. So let's go ahead and get started. Take a note, see how your surroundings are, see what it is you've allowed yourself to be supported by. And let's step into module number three, receiving. How to increase your ability to receive without guilt. Awaken your being with your indie fem type. You know, I think this is a continual opportunity. One of my main focuses is always looking at how can I increase my ability to receive. And I invite you when you hear that to see if there's any internal judgments around what that might mean to receive, and if there's any feelings of guilt or selfishness that might be present. There is so much incredible beauty and abundance in this world, and we often can feel like, oh my gosh, have we had enough yet? Is it okay for me to receive more? So I'm excited to share this with you today to open up a new level of awareness inside of you and for you to really, allow yourself to step out of any feelings of contraction and overwhelm and fear and into a place of trust and abundance. As we do that, or I should say before we do that, let's move into a brief review and reflection time of module number two. I have been loving the Q&As that we've been having and your vulnerability and really authenticity in opening up questions. And I want to continue that within your own space of you allowing yourself to reflect on what it is that's important and what it is that you have been learning about yourself up until this point. So, did you take the time to complete module number two and answer the questions? Have you been allowing yourself to complete the daily requirements? And how are you relating to yourself this week as it is? So, as we go through these questions, I am inviting you to stop, to go ahead and answer them immediately on your form, and to have that reflection. It's not about going into a space of right or wrong. Am I good or am I bad? Did I do it correctly or did I not? This is a beautiful time for you to say, well, did I complete the module number two or did I not? Just an observation. And if so or if not, just check in with yourself and see how it feels. Also, what is it that has begun to shift for you? Very often we'll move quickly inside of life. And it's my experience, as well as what I've seen with my clients, is we very, very, very rarely slow down to celebrate and say, you know what? I'm reacting to this differently. I'm realizing a subtle shift inside of me. Sometimes we often wait for the big, huge ahas, and we don't give ourselves any permission to celebrate unless it's something enormous. And even then, many times, I've seen this in myself as well, that something enormous will happen and we'll so quickly get on to, well, what's next? You know, I'm not done yet. So what else is there? And what else can I tweak? And what else can I refine? And what else can I process? Which can be a beautiful place to come from. However, we do need to slow down and say, you know what? Where am I already? And what already has begun to shift for me? How does it feel to begin to honor your sensual circle? You know, how does it feel to set some strong, healthy boundaries with you at the center, with you as a priority? If any resistance is showing up for you, what is it? What do you find yourself resisting? And very important to answer, how is that particular resistance showing up? You know, you're going to start to learn how you react to certain situations. You know, do you give the silent treatment? Do you go into anxiety and overwhelm? Do you get snappy? Do you go into hyper control? What is it that you do when resistance shows up for you? It's beautiful for you to begin to analyze that so that you know in the future what opportunities and choices you have within your sensual circle to make different decisions that actually serve you. So go ahead and pause the module at this point. Go ahead and answer those beginning questions, and then we will move on to the opening of module number three. So, welcome to the seventh sense, the sense of receiving. As I told you in the beginning, opening up to sensuality, and we're going to talk a little bit more about sensuality today, and you're going to be able to identify where this power resides inside of you. In addition to the five senses that you know about, There are two additional senses that we pay attention to inside of the Live You Fully program and really inside of Elegant Femme as some core concepts. The sixth sense, which is your sense of intuition, and I'm sure you've heard about that before. We've heard about people talking about a sixth sense, but you haven't maybe heard about the seventh sense. The number seven is a beautiful, very powerful number. And when you tap into the sense of receiving inside of Elegant Femme, it's not just about being able to receive something. It's the way with which you allow yourself to receive, and in addition, the way with which you allow yourself to continually open to receiving. And we're going to speak about that specifically today. So how do you know if your sense of receiving is not engaged? Let's talk about this first, because sometimes you can be a little bit surprised as to what you're doing that is closing off or blocking your sense of receiving. Not wanting to ask for help. I find this very, very common among women and among clients of Elegant Femme, and it's very interesting because it comes from a space of not wanting to bother anybody. It can also come from a space of really knowing inside of yourself that you can do it on your own. That can be fantastic if you need to do it on your own. But very often, you don't have to do it on your own. And it's an interesting kind of faux type that sneaks up inside of that space, and I just heard it recently as well. One of my clients was sharing, she's actually part of the CREM program, and she was saying, gosh, she graduated last year, and she said, gosh, I held myself back for so long from joining this and stepping into this because there was a faux type inside of me that thought, I should be able to do this on my own. I should be able to do this by myself. And sometimes there's this faux type that's attached to some sort of medal of honor that if we do it on our own and it's really hard and we, you know, do it by ourselves, and then we somehow get some sort of big prize at the end. We don't have to do it by ourselves. And my core belief is that if we were designed to do it by ourselves, we would be here alone. And we're not. So check in with yourself if you're finding yourself in that space of not wanting to ask for help. Not wanting to receive help for fear that you will be asked to do something in return and not be able to reciprocate. So I take this a little bit deeper here for you, and that is also identify why you might not be willing to ask for help. I'll give you an example here. Say your friend maybe asks you if you'd like the kids to come over, or your kids, right, to go for a little play date. And if your sense of receiving is blocked, your response might be, you know what? No, that's okay. And the fear inside is, oh my gosh, if I say yes to her, I'm going to have to pay her back. And I don't know when I'm going to do that. And I don't have the time to do that. So this kind of cycle of being afraid that you will not be able to reciprocate in any situation, I'm just giving you the example of having a play date, but it could be anything. You know, your girlfriend might ask you she might pay for a coffee or anything. And if there's a faux type that comes up and says, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to pay this person back, or I'm going to have to reciprocate in some way and I don't know when or how, and you say no, okay, your sense of receiving is not engaged. You use excuses for why something cannot be done. I really invite you to pay attention to this one this week, very gently and very compassionately. Many times we are not even aware we are doing this. We get in this habit of perpetuating the idea of why things can't work or why things cannot be done. I will tell you something that's, a core principle inside of Elegant Femme. Maybe you've heard me say it before, but I guarantee you will hear me say it again in the future. You find what it is you're looking for. So if you are looking for ways and reasons why things cannot be done, you will find them. Vice versa, if you are looking for ways and reasons why things can be done, you will open up your sense of receiving. So pay attention this week. It sometimes can be very, very subtle because, you know, you come from a beautiful intention of wanting to grow. There's also a very real, you know, space inside of your humanness that would love to protect itself, would love to be safe, and would love to operate in reality. You've got to be careful with this because inside of reality, you really can close your sense of receiving. So pay attention to this one. Other signs that your sense of receiving isn't engaged, that you might feel trapped. You know, one of the conversations that we had quite a while ago was paying attention to if you're trapped inside of decisions you made years ago, decisions, identities, circumstances, so feeling trapped is a really, really good sign. And of course, you have your central circle to assist you, but we're going to go deeper into that opportunity of letting go of that trapped feeling today. If you feel overexerted or depleted, your sense of receiving is not open. Now, I was talking to my husband about this last night, and he has some really big dreams and opportunities coming up inside of him. And we have very different conversations than I think maybe a lot of people, but also very different conversations than we used to in the very beginning. Him and I have both been committed to this growth journey for quite some time. We've been married for over 15 years now. And yesterday we were talking, and he was talking about some of what he's wanting to anticipate and experience in his life. And then I just felt his indie really, you know, exit. You know, he let it exit. The indie doesn't go anywhere, but when you close yourself off to it. And I just looked at him and I said, babe, you're not going to receive what you want if you go into that space. And he's like, I know. Like, solutions aren't available to you if you are depleted. So pay attention to that. And if you justify why life is hard for you, this is a really interesting foe type as well. You know, we have, I believe, and whether or not you believe in past lives, it's not really a conversation to be had here. It's not of primary importance. I certainly do, and I will share that openly. Not that you have to by any means. It's just my own personal belief. But let's just talk about this particular lifetime or your lineage, right? Your ancestors. The Puritan kind of mentality that life is hard, and if it's hard, then you are somehow justified to have a good thing happen to you. Pay close attention if you find yourself justifying why life is hard for you, and if there's any kind of attachment feeling that, okay, if life is hard for me, then I somehow can justify why things could be okay for me. Okay, it's a really intense addiction and trap that we can get caught up into. So pay attention to that. Those who have challenges with their sense of receiving are usually the same women who complain about not having something but refuse help when offered. And I put here, martyr anyone. I mean, this is something I can so relate to. And I might have shared this example in the past, but I love it. I think it's a really great visual one. Say your hands are full of groceries, right? And you're walking down the street and someone says, oh, can I help you? Or can I get that? And you're like, no, I'm good. You know, pay attention to that automatic response where you really would love some help, but you shut it down. You go, no, I'm okay. Thanks anyway. I got it. And I can certainly relate to this, you know, being offered help by my husband or my kids or, you know, even a stranger and saying, no, it's okay, I've got it. Pay attention to that pushback of receiving. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to actually repeat it a couple of times and invite you to be aware of this. Because when I find myself that things are starting to get difficult and I'm aware that my indie is not present and I'm out of sync, I've really got to remember this one. Trying too hard will impede your ability to receive. Now, at first this can feel kind of like, wait, what do you mean? You know, obviously if I try hard and I work hard, you know, don't I get what I want? Well, you know what? We've got to be really aware of this because we can go into overdrive. We can actually go into a faux New Yorker kind of energy and start to squeeze things. And when you squeeze things, you can squeeze the life force right out of them and make things much more difficult. And then inside of that, block your ability to receive what it is you really desire. So pay attention that if you've been trying too hard, if you've been overly stressed and intense inside of a situation, if you've ever had this experience, actually, if you've ever, you know, been trying to figure out a decision or figure out what you want to do, or even if you've written a book in the past or had any kind of assignment to deliver on and you've been really focused, you know, what's the answer to that problem? And then you finally give up and you go outside for a walk and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay, that's the answer. That's a beautiful example. So pay attention in what areas you're doing this inside of life, and remember, trying too hard will impede your ability to receive. There is a lot of confusion around receiving, and I'm going to go into the depths that we can inside of this space together because it's very often misunderstood. If you've ever heard that it's better to give than to receive, We're going to be talking about that. And I'd like you to start to feel into how that phrase has enabled you to become a doer. So if you heard that when you were growing up, it's better to give than to receive, how have you attached your value then to, oh my gosh, I'm going to be the one that's doing. I'm going to be the one that's giving. I'm going to be the one that's, right, on the other end of receiving, because somehow that will give me more value or at least make me more needed. So pay attention to this because these are huge conflicts inside the depth of your indie. Before we move on to the next phase, I'm going to ask you to begin to evaluate certain energies and certain ways you might be participating right now. So in what ways in your life do you currently feel that you are giving? Just make a note. Go ahead and pause the module. I'm going to ask you one more question. Once we're done with this slide, I'm going to ask you to pause the module and really answer these again. I know that there's a space inside of us many times that just wants to get things done. We just want to get to the next thing. And really, it's so powerful for you to sit in reflection and make a little note about these. So in what ways do you currently feel like you are giving? And how can you begin to receive instead? Just feel into that. Don't need to know the right answer. It's not about that. It's about really trusting yourself to take a closer look at how you may be at this point in your life blocking your sense of receiving, and just see, just ask that question, how can you begin receiving instead? And then we're going to deepen and clarify that response for you, because you are going to be meeting someone very special during this module. So go ahead and pause the module and answer those questions, and then I will meet you back here as we delve into which femtype supports you when it comes to receiving, and I have some surprises for you as well. So I'll meet you back here for our first segment.